Welcome to Beneath the Calm. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm your host, Jacinta Yang, founder of Jacinta Healing Arts. I'm a holistic practitioner and I offer healing journey program for those of us that are going through different situations in life. I created this space for the sole purpose of being a safe place for us to all come together, share stories and insights and tools to help each other navigate through different life challenges. As you all know, that we all go through different life challenges from time to time. That's what life is about. We never are without challenges. But the important thing is learning how to navigate through them by sharing our personal stories to help inspire and motivate others to find the strength to go through them as well. I've written book, Take Charge, Reclaim Your Life, and Be Your True Self. That is my personal journey through different life challenges and struggles that I've experienced in life, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, medical, everything. And it did take some time for me to have the courage to share my story so that I can help even remotely a few people that I come across. My story and the challenges that I had through my health situation led me to become a holistic practitioner. I've also published other books, My Spiritual Journey, Life as an Empath, and Let Your Heart Speak, Truth Lies Within. As this journey as a holistic practitioner, I've also learned a lot along the way from my clients who I've helped, who are now being a great support for me as well. So I grow along with the clients that I work with. The purpose of this space, Let Your Heart Speak, this space Beneath the Calm, is basically to let people know that it's okay for us to speak and share our story of what we are struggling with, rather than holding it within ourselves. And the book, Let Your Heart Speak, is basically the same thing, to have a voice and share what is really in our heart. As I work through my life experiences working with clients, and also from someone very dear and close to me that has gone through some emotional abuse, and being men, they feel they need to be strong and they need to suffer in silence. And a lot of time they feel that people won't believe them because there's a stigma that it is usually the men that are abusers, but that is so not true. Men too go through that same cycle as we women. Most often women do go through physical abuse, which has become visible. You see the bruises and the hurt, but emotional abuse are something no one can see, and it's much harder to detect. And if you're somebody who is positive and have a good sense of humor, you're able to hide that. And if you were to say that you're going through something like that, it's true. Sometimes people may not believe it. So I like my readers to know that believe it if they do tell you that they're going through something. It doesn't matter if they are a man or not, because they do go through the same thing. we women go through. I know that emotional abuse has a stronger and longer impact in our lives because I have personally gone through it. And as I said, being someone with a good sense of humor, being positive, it'll be very hard for anyone to believe that we are going through that. Although I've gone past that, and I like to help inspire other people to find their voice, to find their strength, to seek out for support. Today, I've invited a special guest, Mike McLaughlin, who have gone through different life challenges. But the reason I invited him, because he had the strength to seek the support he needed to help himself through his life challenges. What started out as some physical symptoms that led him on a quest to find answers to help himself to be healthy and led him into several paths. So I'd like to invite Mike. Mike, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm so glad and I'm really honored to have you as a client who is so dedicated to your healing journey, and you've done every work that was expected. So Mike, when we first had our initial consult, and I said to you, I will only take you as a client if you're willing to do the homework.
Yeah.
What did that sound like to you? Do you think I was crazy that I'm running a business and I'm making this condition to you?
No, it wasn't crazy at all. I thought it was pretty reasonable, actually, when I was sitting there talking to you, because like as somebody who's done psychotherapy and looked at other avenues to start to deal with some things that I've dealt with in my life, you know, I was at the point in time when I was good to start doing the work and good to start doing the digging, because I didn't feel like I had done that previously. So I knew it was time in my life to start doing that. So yeah, it wasn't unreasonable at all.
Good. So could you please share with us your story as how this all started you on this quest to find answers to help yourself, your journey through seeking help, finding, looking for psychotherapy or spiritual healer, and then to me?
Yeah, I can. So yeah, I'd like to touch on that. So when I was in high school, my father was diagnosed with dementia, and at such a young age to, you know, watch a role model and a father figure start to decline over time. That was very hard for me as somebody who was that young, like in my teenage years, to know that. I was very close with my grandparents as well. And, you know, they lived with me when I was younger. So to watch my dad's health decline and then watch him pass away at a young age when I was in my 20s, and then also see my grandparents go through not the same thing with dementia, but go through, you know, illness and eventually pass away as well. It was tough. So I just didn't have the tools in my toolbox to deal with them at the time. And I was somebody who, I guess, just didn't feel safe to share their emotions and what they were going through at the time. So, yeah, I just kind of bottled everything up inside and kept that with me for years. Eventually I suffered a physical injury in my 30s that, you know, led me to some ongoing health concerns. And because I had bottled everything up in my previous years, stuff had just come to a head. So soon after I sought help, with psychotherapists, as you said, to try and start to work through some of the traumatic experiences that I've had in my life. And I kind of didn't really feel like I had gotten the answers and the closure that I needed when talking to them. Not to say that they didn't have their place in my life at the time, but I just felt like there needed to be a little bit more. So And that's what kind of led me to your program.
Okay. So, do you mind sharing some of the ways you were coping with what you dealt with in your teens, losing your dad, or actually prior to losing your dad?
Yeah, I mean, as a 20-year-old who didn't feel safe enough in his own body to start to deal with some of the emotions and share what he was going through, I honestly really leaned on alcohol at that age, and I drank heavily for 2 years. And it wasn't really, looking back on it now, I have compassion for the person that I was because I know that I didn't have the tools in my toolbox at the time to deal with it. But yeah, I mean, it came to a breaking point. Like, I had gained a lot of weight through drinking, and it took a conversation with a friend when I actually ended up opening up to her. And I realized, like, I need to start turning my life around. And I stopped drinking. I started going to a gym and dealing with that aspect of my life at that point.
So, tell me, in your quest to find answers, and then joining the healing journey, can you share that, the progression?
So initially it was to deal with family death and deal with Alzheimer's, in talking to psychotherapists. So, a big fear of mine was is that I was going to get dementia when I got older, and then eventually I realized, we don't really know the we don't really know if the disease would skip a generation or anything like that. So, yeah, I just kind of came to the realization through talk therapy at that point in time. And it was just kind of starting to get out the things that I had experienced in talk in that time. So just start to talk about, things that were going on with my dad or my grandparents at that point. So but I had never really felt like I had dug deep enough to get that stuff out.
We'll be going into a break very shortly, so I'm going to ask you a very quick question that can be answered in the time that now that you've been on this healing journey, how do you feel overall?
I know we have talked about this, but it's I feel really good because I know it's a title of one of your videos, but one thing I do talk about is that I'm stronger than I think, and it's one of those things that you don't realize until you get past the situation and you look at your past self and you look at that with compassion because you didn't have the tools at the time. So, while you can sit there and say, look down on yourself for handling things a certain way, you shouldn't because you didn't have the tools. So you are stronger than you think, and you just keep pushing every day.
Okay, so we're going to go on a short break and we'll come back after the break.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Thank you for joining us today with Mike here. As before we went on a break, Mike has just mentioned that you're stronger than you think. And it is so true. We all don't know the strength we really have until we actually go through the different challenges that life throws at us. And as we navigate through them, then we realize how strong we really are. Although initially we may feel that we are weak because we are just holding it within ourselves and trying so hard to not share because we feel ashamed of what we are going through. But in reality, everyone goes through something or the other. This space is really meant for people to know that we can come here and share and not feel judged. It is our life struggles and challenges that teach us how to be strong. And when we are not aware, it will show us, because when we go on a quest to look for answers, and we look for tools. I guess that's how Mike ended with me, and we started on self-awareness. That was the initial step that I take my client on this journey, understanding yourself first before we can really truly know where we are. So Mike, let's talk about this a little bit about the module, or where I start you out in your self-awareness journey. Can you share how that initial self-awareness helped you to learn the different tools?
When I did start out with you, I was unsure of what to look for, like initially within myself. Like, I know we had talked about intuition and, you know, following that. And that was something that I had a tough time doing initially. But eventually over time, as you start to kind of unpack things that have happened in your life and look at successes and challenges and what you've overcome, you start to really develop a sense of who you are as a person. And, you know, I know we looked at even just like strengths and weaknesses, and you look at things as your point of view and you think that they're your weakness, but you can actually spin a lot of those into strengths, because you can see that while you think something is a weakness, it can be overcome in time, or you've already overcome it. You just don't realize it.
So having that realization of the weaknesses that you think are weaknesses, how I help you turn them into strength. How did that make you feel?
It's definitely a big light switch moment for you. The light bulb comes on and you really look at yourself and you look at the list that you provide and you write down what you've accomplished in your life from any age, really. The light bulb comes on and you realize you've done a lot, and you are, you know, you're enough, regardless of what maybe a voice inside your head or your pre-programmed thing in your subconscious tells you are enough. And when you look at those lists, it really makes you realize that you are.
So this self-love part that I've been asking you to really go in and love yourself, can you share that part of how that helped you in your journey? Or self-acceptance, really?
Self-acceptance. You kind of just realize that you are where you are because that's where you're supposed to be. And, you know, it's okay sometimes to struggle. But it's one thing that I have kind of said to myself is that you have to kind of ride the waves, and you don't let yourself get swept under by some negativity or by an event that happened to you on a certain day, you can ride it, but don't let the wave take you under. And that's something that I really have, like, I have pride in myself for thinking that. And, you know, I really took on that happiness is a choice. And I've heard that before, but I know I've said this to you before, but when you're, you know, when you're unhappy or anything like that, you can always step out and change your circumstance and change your point of view. And I had heard this, I think on a podcast, but I know I had said this to you, but, you know, you create these invisible bars for yourself that you can eliminate once you start to look at the positives and you realize that you are happy. So, you know, you can, that's kind of the mindset that I have, but that's what I've been going with.
So we have these exercises that we do on a weekly basis where, you know, you have all my three books and we go at random pages or even random YouTube videos that I have. Can you share how that has been helpful or how, as you said, freaky sometimes it is, like it's so aligned with the day that you are going through?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting to notice once you open a page and the page is random and you're scrolling from either the front or the back and you pick one of the three books on the bookshelf at random to know. And the message really delivers and hits home based on what we were talking about for the hour. It's funny. It's like when you look at the clock and you see the 1:11 or the 2:22 and, you know, you think of that kind of stuff. But it is. It's funny.
And it always hit home, right? Right. It doesn't matter what day it is or which book you pick and you just open up a page and you get the message that you are needing at that time. And I can't even tell you how that works, but it's
right.
I just felt that it would work that way. That's when I shared. And it's not just you. Even my other clients that are doing the Healing Journey program, we do the same exercises and also the YouTube videos that I have on the personal and spiritual growth on also on Spotify's my channel, Self-Aware Soul. So can you share how some of those content helps you?
Yeah. Okay. So something that I've had issues with in the past, outside of this, you know, what I spoke about earlier, something like setting boundaries and speaking up for myself, those kind of things were things I think as a person who I believe when I was growing up, I was a people pleaser. But even just, you know, opening the book to realize that you had set a line in the sand at a certain point in time, you know, trying to find my voice and trying to set my boundaries in my life to make my life, I guess, better. So, you know, it's just one of those things. That's kind of, I guess, one of the examples. But
so now, when you started out on the journey and where you are, I guess, could you say you've ever imagined you'll be where you are today?
No, because I think, so this can go for anybody, not just me, but if you do start to put in the work and you do start to dig into yourself and you take a journey seriously and take your life seriously enough to start to unpack some of the things that you've packed away. At the time when I first met you, did I think that I would be at this point today? No, but I believe with the hard work and the dedication to put the time into yourself. And as you said, that self-love, and that's a form of it. You know, it's actually really rewarding to get to this point. Just, I definitely didn't think it would happen this quickly.
Okay. So, I'm going to touch upon a little bit on the self-acceptance. And when you actually worked on the self-acceptance, do you notice a change in how you receive things when somebody says something to you?
Yeah, I think
in comparison?
Yeah, you become more self-aware and you become more, mindfulness, and you become more aware of things that people say to you or things like that. And people notice a change in your appearance, or they are smiling more, or that you've changed over time. So just being aware of that. But
I guess, would you say that when you accept yourself, if anybody says something or try to put you down, they don't have a chance of being able to put you down now, right?
yeah, because you once you do put in the work, or once you realize that you have a list of accomplishments and all the things that you've gone through, the hardships or the really good times in your life, you realize you persevered and you've survived those difficult times. So you can look at it and say, these are the positives that I have for myself. So when somebody does say something like that, you can still take that away and still see the good. And you don't have to take what they say as face value.
And Mike, I would say it does take a lot of courage to start opening up, and you've been very transparent in what you needed help in, and I think that was a process of helping you get to where you are as quickly as you said you have reached. As I mentioned earlier, this space was basically, I started this as a safe place for men to be able to feel safe. And I know you mentioned that when you initially talked to me, you didn't see in my face that I was going to judge you. Can you? I didn't know that. That's the impression I gave, but can you share that a little bit before we go into a break?
Yeah, I think, as somebody who wasn't vulnerable and didn't share a lot growing up, to know that you're in a safe space to be able to share things, and even though things are uncomfortable, it's okay to sit with the discomfort, and it's okay to voice those things, because I guess my mindset was always that I wouldn't be accepted, or it would be taken in a different light. But to have somebody just receive what you're telling them at face value and then either give an opinion or just be there to listen and be there for you, that's super important, because that makes you feel like your problems aren't as big. You can work through them.
I think we're going into break shortly, but I want to get back to this a little bit because it's going to be very important for our listeners to know how you charged on in, despite the different challenges you went. So we'll come back shortly after the break and continue.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm, and thank you once again for joining us here today. As before we went on break, we were talking about feeling safe and no judgment of whatever you're going through. Just know that there are other people that are going through different struggle, some of them very similar and some of them are different. It does not matter what situation we are in. And it's so important for us to have that safe place to go to help, get help, their resources. In the Healing Journey program that I offer, is basically I do try my best to take you on the healing journey so that you can find your happiness, offer you the tools that you need to get through them. I found these tools on my own when I was struggling through my life. And I just felt that if these tools that I can offer to others to help them, it would mean that I've done my best to be of service to those around me or anyone. And Mike has joined us on his healing journey. And as mentioned, he was very dedicated in his healing. He applied all the tools that he got, and that led him to where he is today, where he's able to navigate through pretty much most of the challenges that he goes through. So Mike, before we went on break, I recall mentioning something to you that someone commented that they didn't feel judged when they talked to me, and you agreed that. And then I said, why did you experience that feeling of being judged? And you agreed that you have seen people's faces where you felt you were judged. But you know what is really amazing is you didn't stop. You didn't stop reaching out, looking for support that you needed to get. Because quite often, sometimes, it can be very discouraging when you feel judged. Can you share what was it that made you persist in just charging forward and say, I need the help? This person is going to judge me, fine, but I'll find somewhere. Because it was not just one person that you felt that. Please share that. I'd like you to share that story so you can help inspire other men that are going through the same.
I think, you know, in dealing with talk therapy and stuff like that, I mean, everybody's different. So I feel like, I guess just I didn't really gel with the people that I was talking to at certain points in time, or, you know, I just didn't get the right vibe from a certain person. But once you find that level of comfort with somebody and you're able to share your story and share what you're going through and kind of start to express those feelings and stuff like that, that's super important to have that level of, I guess, like, you know, or a therapist, client, or, you know, friend, even if you're talking to a friend, to have that level of comfort. That's kind of what I found was super important. But, and then, yeah, that's kind of what I found with you is being able to share those life experiences and be able to even do something like, you know, write about my dad and find that outlet for myself to be able to express and, say what I need to say and get what I need to say out.
And feel comfortable.
Yeah. And deal with, and, you know, and feel the things that are coming out as you're typing or writing or experiencing things within your body. So, you know, like as I said, sitting with those things and feeling the feelings, that's like important, and to know that you're not going to be judged when you write about it.
So when you initially started coming and your girlfriend, Stephanie, she said to me, thank you for whatever you're doing for Mike. And he's much more positive. Can you share that? What part of the journey that led you to feel more positive? How to look at life more positively?
I think it was just a gradual shift in general for me. As you said, like taking the tools and being more mindful and setting boundaries and looking at your accomplishments and all the things that you've gone through and you've persevered through. Once you start to look at that list and you realize that the list is pretty big, you start to turn it around. And like I said, you can have a bad moment in a day, but don't. I took that mindset to not let myself get swept up in the moment, because the moment is just one period of time. So, you know, that mindset shift to look at the day as a whole was even something that was different for me. So just once you do start to apply the tools, your brain starts thinking a little bit differently and you start feeling differently. And that's, you know, that's important in your growth.
I know I always tell my clients that once you start the journey, you will see things differently, you hear things differently, and you perceive and feel things differently. So would you say that having that makes you feel that you have the ability to be happy?
Yeah. Because like I said, happiness is a mindset. So I wake up, I know I wake up every day and I say, today's going to be a great day because I say it's going to be a great day. And that I learned that from you, but I took it, like I take it to heart, and I do before I get out of bed, I say that to myself every morning before Biscuit and I go for our walk. So it is, yeah, it's that mindset shift and wanting to put in the work into yourself because you're worth it. At the end of the day, because you are what you have, right? So yeah. You have to put the work in.
Yeah, actually, what Mike was mentioning about this YouTube content that I have is an affirmation that I actually given to a client who was struggling with different affirmations. So I gave her just one affirmation, and that's, today is a good day. I intend to make it a good day. And that actually helped a lot of people. I would say even myself. I'm learning as I am creating my content. And when I created the content on mindfulness, I think I became even more mindful or hyper mindful. So my journey doesn't stop just because I'm teaching someone. I'm learning as I'm teaching. I'm learning from my clients' experiences and sharing that. So, you know, be open to learning. Mike has been very open to learning. He grasps every tools I give him and he uses them right away to help himself. And I have to say I'm really proud of you, Mike, for having the trust and faith in me to guide you in your journey. And I don't think you wasted even a moment in using the tools. I would say by using the tools right away, that helped you with your growth. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes. Cause I like, yeah, like as I was saying, I was at a point where I realized that I needed a change. I just felt it within me before getting to you. And then getting to you, I realized that, you know, not that I wasn't going to take it. I took it very seriously, and I took what you said at face value and then applied those things because I realized I was worth it. So
good, good. So I like to say to my listeners here today that it doesn't matter how what we have gone through, doesn't matter what how we manage to get through life challenges. As we continue to live, new challenges will always come about because it's a nonstop. But the main thing is how we get through it, how we apply the tools that we learn to live through it. Even myself personally, I have to say that I'm learning as I'm growing as well. Currently, I am going through some personal challenges, but I'm not letting it drag me down because not all challenges will stay with you for the rest of your life. It comes and it goes. And just remember that nothing stays forever. So the challenges that you face is not going to stay with you forever. It will only stay with you forever if you just hold on to it. Just look at it, face it, and deal with it, and let it go. So, Mike, share with our audience some of the things that you feel you have let go. As we mentioned, as I mentioned to you in the beginning of your journey, it's like opening up a bag and, you know, taking out different things that doesn't serve us. So can you take us on that process, please?
Yeah, I think one of the big things for me was having a negative, like, inner critic. So I think just me growing up, for whatever reason, I had that in the back of my head. And it was something that I really let get to me. And it would just get me pretty worked up to hear, you know, what that inner critic is saying. So, you know, when dealing with you, you just learn to tune it out and you keep going with your life and you keep pushing and you, regardless of what that voice is saying, that thought is not yours. Your thoughts are, you know, like your 5% rational mind knows that those thoughts aren't true of what it's saying. So that was one of the things I think for me that I had learned to let go over time. It wasn't something that came quickly, but that is one of the things that I have let go.
Oh, thank you. We're going to go on a break and we'll come back shortly.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Larice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Once again, thank you for joining us today on today's episode, Finding Peace in Uncertain Times. That's what Mike has been doing. He's finding peace in all these different uncertain times that he has gone through. And we are the one who have control in our life. We are the one who can make our life what we want it to be. As Mike mentioned, we have the choice. We have the choice to be happy if we want to be. We have the choice to look for the resources for help that we need to grow and be strong and navigate through life. Does it not matter where we are? And we can be our own enemy by not being open to growth. We build our own prison bars, right? Mike, we talked about we create our own prison bars. Let's talk about that a bit.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that it is very true. Like, it's all about the mindset and the way that you do interpret situations in your life. And you do, like, if you do get frustrated and you get stuck with something that's in your mind that you're dealing with on a daily basis, like any life experience, those are things that could overwhelm you. And those are things that could keep you stuck in a certain pattern or keep you stuck in your life. So, you know, making the conscious realization to know that you can actually make yourself happy by changing your situation is big.
Actually, taking the steps to make sure that it doesn't pull us down, doesn't drag us down. What I'd like to share today is that no matter what we go through, it's very important for us to take care of ourselves, take care of our needs before we can do for others. We cannot fill others' cup on an empty cup. We have to fill our own cup first. Having said that, as I mentioned, currently I'm going through my own personal challenges. My family and I are grieving a loss of a family member. And also grieving a loss, a potential loss as well. And because of that, I will be taking a short break so I can be there to support my family and take care of myself, give myself the time to grieve and to heal as well. So I will be taking a short break, and I want you all to know that you are important, you are enough, and you have the full control of your life, how you want it to go, and where you want to go. However, my podcast on Self-Aware Soul and YouTube channel, I will continue to share some insights and content during this time. And please feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jacinta Healing Arts, and Self-Aware Soul on Spotify. I like to thank everyone who has joined us, and I hope that our story, Mike's story, will inspire you to take the step to to your healing journey. Take the step and find the courage within you. If you don't know where it is, seek out resources. Or if you like to reach me at jacinthahealingarts@gmail.com or visit my website, jacinthahealingarts.com. I will still be offering services. I'm just taking a break on this podcast show briefly so that I'm not overwhelmed with everything else that is going on. And I am so grateful to Mike for sharing his story, seeing the transformation and the changes in the lives of the people that has come across my path has been a great joy. And I feel like I'm living my purpose. And I honestly don't know how to, I don't think I have word that I can share the gratitude that I feel for everyone that has crossed my path. Mike, we're almost coming to the end of the show. Please, can you say some words for our audience to inspire them, help motivate them to take their mental health and their happiness into their own hands, please?
Yeah, so I can kind of summarize some of what I said. So just know that you are enough and you are worth the time to put the time into yourself. Like I had said about the toolbox, and if you're dealing with something in your life and you don't feel like you have the tools to deal with it, go out and find the tools to deal with it, because then you'll have that tool in your toolbox as you go on in your life, and then you'll be able to apply it. So it's not something that you're going to struggle with for a very long time. It's something that you can overcome and really start to be able to deal with those kind of things. And, you know, really just don't let those critical moments or those big moments in your life take you under. There's always going to be a brighter time in your life, and why couldn't that time be now? You can take positives out of everything and turn that around, and you know. Yeah.
So Mike, would you say the investment you have made in your healing journey program with me, would you say it was well worth the money?
Yes, it is, because it's changed me as a person. And you know, I realize that it's okay to sit with the discomfort, and it's, you know, it's not okay to push it down, because your body keeps that and takes that with you everywhere. So it is okay for you to start to deal with those things that might seem daunting at first, but you know, you get the tools and you keep pushing. So it is worth it.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. As I say, you're well worth taking care of. Take care of yourself. Invest in yourself first. That's most important, because everything else is secondary. When you are happy, you're able to give more. You're going to share more. And and then you share joy all around, right, Mike?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
So, thank you once again, and thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day, and I will see you all very soon.
to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you... raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.